how much do you pay your kids for an allowance, if at all? Katie and her husband Ben do not see eye to eye when it comes to paying their kids an allowance.
Can we try? And I didn't want to do it till right this minute, but let's try to get him on the phone. Okay. I don't know what he's doing right now, because if he had time to prepare, we don't see eye to eye, because I grew up not getting an allowance. It was, you live in this house, mm-hmm. and you are a part of this family, and you're going to do the things that need to be done in the family, for living in the house. You know, like, we didn't get paid ever for chores or for, we never got an allowance, but Ben grew up getting one. So it's been really kind of weird to navigate, because I want them to do their chores. I want them to have responsibility. But
I think age is a big factor. I really do. You're paying for every.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben. Ben. Hi.
You're live on the air.
I had to ambush you, Ben.
Yeah, you're paying for every. You're already paying for their clothes. Mm-hmm. You're already paying for them to go to the Polar Express.
And their extracurriculars and all the things. Ben, we're talking about allowances, and the reason we're talking about it is because the national average was just released, and it's $52 per month.
That's too much.
Per child.
That's what, and you have two children.
And we've got two kids.
Hell no. That's a big credit card payment. That could go into your mutual fund. Go ahead.
Ben, what are we currently paying our kids?
$40 a month.
Wow.
Okay. $40 a month.
So 10 a week.
Yeah, 10 a week.
Is that each?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's lower than
I mean, it's if they do it. What if, I mean, is it an overall if they do it for the week, or do they have daily chores?
It's just a monthly. It's like, just general doing things that we ask them to do.
What if during the month they don't do the stuff that you ask them to do?
I give them like a warning or two warnings, and then after that, we'll start taking money away.
Okay. I like that.
I like that better than just get. No, yeah. I just think, why are you giving money to a 9-year, 8 or 9?
Right.
Because what's about to happen, they don't know it, Katie doesn't know it, is that, you know, all those, I want to go to the jump park, whatever, mm-hmm. they're going to be paying for it.
Oh, that's totally different.
Yeah.
Well, thank God.
That is, I like that. You just turned it around, Ben, so much. I like it the best, because usually you would just pay for the jump park.
Right.
But now they know they got to do their chores. They got to do a good job. You would have paid for the jump park anyways, and you're actually teaching to get rewarded for doing the work.
Yeah,
They're 7, you can just buy them an iPhone like Jason does. But don't give them money for chores.
Oh, you don't buy your kids
an iPhone at 7 is
insane.
You
don't buy your kids anything for Christmas?
An iPhone at 7 is insane. Don't
you
think?
You don't buy an iPhone. You pass iPhones down.
Exactly.
We did.
That's not what you told us.
Yeah. No, it is too. It's when Carol and I got separated. She wanted, obviously, a different number and phones. I don't know why, to really get me. I guess.
I mean, fine. I do. She doesn't want you seeing who she's talking to.
Okay, Katie, shut up.
We all get it.
Oh, remember, you felt sorry for my ex yesterday. You don't like it today.
So much.
Okay, Jared. I knew Jared would be spiteful. That's his nature. Anyways,
okay.
Carol gave her phone to Everly. That's what happened.
Which
I thought she had an iPhone before y'all got separated.
No.
Okay.
Now, the iPhone was brand new, but yes.
Well, and we did know that, because for a while we were texting with Carol, and then we realized that it was going to Everly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ben, can I ask you about this chore thing? Because Ben has seen me, I mean, since they were little, probably 4 and 5 years old, creating these chore charts. You know, it's like what they tell you to do. It's in every handbook that you have ever read about being a parent. It's like, create these chore charts, and you use the sticker system, and you get a reward. And like, if you do, you make your bed every day for 5 days, you get a whatever, you know. It's not necessarily, it's not food really, although sometimes it's like you can have an ice cream treat, or you can go.
I'm starving. Can I have my allowance?
No, I haven't ate dinner in days.
Can we have dinner? You need to do your chores.
Can we have fast food? Or can I go see a movie?
Yeah, there's some award attached.
Yeah, those types of things. Never money. But then it was like, okay, well, maybe I'll try another chore chart with some money. And time after time after time, these chore charts go nowhere. The kids are about it for a day. My follow-up is horrific. Ben, I think, would say that our follow-up is just not good. And so then he's been the one who has implemented this, we're paying them $40 a month, So what are you telling them their chores are? Because I don't even, I know they make their bed.
They probably make more of a mess.
I don't know.
Well, you know, it is, it's like, make your bed, pick up your clothes, put your clothes away that have been washed and folded.
We did.
They're young. They're not going to do the washer and dryer.
Well, I think I was running the washer and dryer at 10.
Okay. Do you want your kids running your washer and dryer?
Well, no. If they know how to do it.
You grew up Amish. So you were churning butter at a young age. I mean, it's a lot different than.
That's true. But I also don't want to send them off to college the way I saw some boys in my college.
But they're 8 and 9.
I know. But that were like, their mom had to put their laundry detergent in individual baggies because they didn't have a clue.
My mom still does that for me. What's wrong with that?
There's a lot wrong with that.
Yeah. What Katie has said and started off, Ben, it's just so funny now, the near tangents and out of context. I thought Katie was absolutely ridiculous. After hearing what Ben said, I think it's absolutely genius. If you can really do that, kids need to know about finances, get rewarded because you got to work hard to get it, and they're going to pay for the things that you would have paid for anyways. I think it's a brilliant idea.
I think it's a success because I knew nothing about it. I don't know. We do. I mean, I like the idea of it, Ben, and I love that you're doing it and that you are being consistent with it. But I just, part of me does still feel like that's what you do when you live in the house.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, and then we'll be constantly, you know, paying for all the things that they want to do. And so this way, at least we're still paying for all the things they want to do. They just have to, it just comes out of their wallet.
Some skin in the game. I like that.
All right.
Ben, brilliant.
Yeah.
He's smart.
If you can actually make it happen, that's the hard part. I'm not saying, not just you guys. I just know for me, it's like trying to keep up with it. Did you do it? Oh, wait, who has money for what?
But I know it for us, too.
Y'all are more organized.
Wow. All
right. And they're getting cash, so it's coming out of their, it's coming out of their wallets. So if they don't have it in their wallets, then tough.
Yeah. Tough luck.
All right, I love you, Ben.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Hey. Ooh,
my gosh.
Seriously?
Wow.
What did I even say to
that? You probably called him out on his brilliant idea.
You ambushed him.
Excuse me.
I gotta pull up his number again.
I love you. Wow. Okay, bye, guys.
Okay, bye, guys. All right, dudes.
See you, bros.
See
later.
See Jason, right. Matt, and Jared.
It's fine. You know what? It's fine.
No,
I'll talk to him later about it.
No, let's not. Let's
fast.
Let's question.
Let's take it from me and Jason. Let's not let things fester. Let's fix it now.
He might be doing the thing where it's more special when he says it once in a while.
Yeah, no, that doesn't fly in our household.
Oh, no. Okay.
I like his style.
Yeah. That's the Bobby Rio way of marriage.
He doesn't know about Bobby Rio.
Yeah.
Hi, I said I love you.
I said I love you too. I said bye guys, and I said I love you.
Well, you have a funny way of saying I love you because it was like,
because we didn't
talk
hear
to
it.
You soon.
Right.
You're like, okay, bye.
Does that translate to I love you?
I'm sorry. I love you all.
Hmm. I take it.
I love you, Ben.
Ben, okay. Who do you love most on the show?
Besides Katie.
No.
Oh, is it me?
I guess it had to be Matt.
My dog.
Yeah. I figured that'd be the answer.
That's funny. My wife does too.
Tall and a beard.
I'm at the top of all the spouses' lists.
You really are. Yeah. You really are. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
The person I'm dating loves Katie.
Well.
Tells her, Katie's my favorite. I'm like, I can hear you. I'm right here.
You know, we are who we are, right, Matt?
We'll take it.
We are who we are. Can't help.
Yeah.